Saverne Winter Review.
Bonjour, à l'occasion de la semaine de la presse, nous vous présentons notre Prévert Winter Review.
Hello everyone, my name is Balissim Robert. I'm participating to the week of the press. This is my Prévert Winter Review. And today, I'm going to tell you something, because today, we are going to talk about the first trans woman candidate to become Prime Minister of the world. Her name is Pauline Engarpring. She is 26 years old. But before talk about her, let's discover transgender's situation in Thailand. People think Thailand is a paradise for transgender people. However, it's not. In many ways, Thailand is an intolerant place. For example, the intolerant people call trans women katoye, which means lady boys in English. They want more real and serious change. Another example, since 2012, transgenders were judged like crazy, sick people by army during the military service call. And the worst is that in scholar books, trans women are described like deviants, anomalies, or against nature people. Today, there are a lot of clinics which do genital change, but being transgender in Thailand isn't admitted legally. So on March the 24th, there are legislative elections. Pauline Engarpring has never participated in this, and she knows she won't become Prime Minister, but she just wants to defend her sisters in Thailand. And for her, it's une manière de promouvoir les droits de la communauté LGBT, according Le Monde. I let you with these words said by her. Even if I cannot achieve or I cannot become Prime Minister, it's already fine, because I am the first one to dare enough to allow myself to tell the society, hey, we can do it. We are not saying we are better male or female. We just want to say we are equals. In my opinion, I think Pauline must be Prime Minister to transform Thailand in an intolerant place. Whatever you are, whatever your value, you love yourself and then you share with people. Whatever your country, whatever your origins, whatever your sexual orientations, you are equals. My sources are the newspaper Brut and Le Monde. Thank you for your time and your attention. Goodbye.